Hello and welcome to Top of Mind Florida. Michael Williams here.
Brian Crowley here.
What's top of mind to you, my friend?
Well, what's top of mind for me is a memory of having worked at Royal Castle.
Wow. Oh, I remember the Royal Castle.
You remember Royal Castle? There used to be hundreds of Royal Castles. They were based in Miami.
Yeah.
There's only one left, but as a young lad, I worked in Royal Castle at a day when you could work the midnight to 8 shift. And you're 16 years old, and it's just you and another 16-year-old working there, flipping burgers, cooking eggs and things. And I also learned a bitter lesson.
That you're not a good cook?
My restaurant career was brief. although I was pretty good.
You are a pretty good cook. I can vouch for that.
I also learned, do never tick off the staff. So me and a good buddy of mine who's long passed, Tom, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning and this guy shows up and he orders a burger and there's no lettuce on the burger. And he's very upset that there's no lettuce on the burger. And he insists that he'll have lettuce. Well, Tom was kind of a unique guy and he went around the back and found the guy some lettuce. And he brought the guy and the guy was very happy to have his lettuce and ate his burger. What the gentleman didn't know was Tom had reached into the garbage can and pulled out some lettuce and put it on the burger.
Okay.
And part of the reason I remember that is never go out of your way to tick off the staff.
On that note, I don't think I want lunch now. we have with us Taylor Morgan. Many of you will know her as a longtime personality, Legends Radio 100.3 FM Palm Beach County. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Taylor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And many more are thankful to you for the work you are doing across the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast as well. Founder, president, Kind Diners Society.
That's right.
Thanks for being with us. For those who don't know, explain, what's Kind Diners Society? How's it work?
Well, Kind Diners Society, I wanted to create a win-win-win situation. And I am very, very passionate about restaurants. I worked in the restaurant business when I was 17. And I'll tell you a little story about what happened when I was 19, which stayed with me my whole life. That was one of the impetuses. Is that a word?
Yes, it is.
how Kind Diner Society came about. But since COVID, you guys, I don't know if you know this, but people have kind of lost their minds a little bit. I don't know what it was about staying home for 3 months, but when they came out, it was like all hell broke loose. And they took it out on their 19-year-old waitress.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize, unless they've worked in the restaurant industry, how mean some people can be to people who work in the restaurant industry.
Mm-hmm.
It is rampant. And it's getting worse, very much worse since 2020. I knew there were still kind people in the world. And so we set out to create a company or a club, that we would reward people for being kind when they dined out. And we found the Kind Diners. We really did. And so it is a membership club. It's a subscription, very small. $8.99 a month. You get this membership card like that. You take it to any one of our participating restaurants. Right now we have 140 across South Florida. And you get a 25% savings off your entire check, food and drink, every day of the week, as a thank you for being a kind human. So the diners save money. The restaurants do not pay us for this. We are a dining guide. We have a dining guide on our app. And so they get people in their seats. The diners get a discount. And we take a portion of every subscriber's membership fee every month, $1. We set it aside in a pool.
Right.
At the end of the month, we take all the money out of the pool, and we go and surprise tip a server with something never less than $500.
Wow.
We have done that 28 times now. And to date, this is the end of, can I say what date it is? Edit. To date, we have gifted $15,500 back to the local restaurant community.
And every time you have tears in your eyes when you see their faces when that check shows up. Talk about that.
It gets me verklempt. My business partner, Guy Riska, who I love to death, he's the one that cries every time. I'm crying now. The first time we did it was at Southern Kitchen in Lake Worth, okay. Lake Park. We had breakfast there. I think the check was $40, something like that. Yeah. And we handed the server, we had two servers, we handed them $500, and they were in shock. And we were crying, and they started crying. And we didn't know it at the time, but that particular restaurant, they pool their tips. So we weren't prepared for this, but every single server came over to thank us for what we had done. And it was just, it was so... People say it's better to give than receive. Mm-hmm. I believe that to be true. Wow. As cool as it was for them to get $500, we were like, oh my God, we can't keep this to ourselves. So we decided that from then on, we weren't going to give the tip. We would provide the money, but we would invite a Kind Diner Society member to be the one to give the tip. And so that's what we've been doing ever since.
Southern Kitchen's a great diner. It's a wonderful place for breakfast and lunch.
Yes,
they don't serve
is.
Dinner, just breakfast and lunch, but it's a wonderful little place.
Oh, it's with the twirly seats,
you know. Yeah, very kind of family, neighborhood friendly, you know, so it's a fun place. Kind of old school in a way.
School.
Yeah, Southern Kitchen's great.
Yeah.
Lake Park.
It's such a beautiful story on so many levels. The need, people, the workers who make our community and often are struggling to be able to afford to live in the communities they work in.
Especially now.
The need, who have paycheck insecurity and to get that kind of help. And I come back to what you said at the top. I think it's beautiful. It also says a little bit about our times that we're, reminding people pay to be kind, but whatever works, right?
Whatever works. You know, there's a coffee shop in Europe, and they have two menu prices. The menu prices for regular people and lower menu prices for kind people.
Wow.
Guess what happened? This was like an experiment. People started coming up and smiling and saying thank you and please because they wanted the lower price. They needed to be incentivized to be kind, and it worked. And other restaurants, coffee shops over in Europe started doing it. Now, I didn't know that when we started this company, but it is working, and it is making people think twice before they become impatient at a restaurant or...
That never happens in South Florida.
Yeah. And you know what? ChatGPT told me a good one. Ready? Snapping your fingers is only acceptable in jazz clubs. Thank you, ChatGPT.
Talk about the feedback you're getting from people who know that they're contributing to this. It's not only the waiter staff. It's the people who say, you know what, I'm making a real difference.
They are.
Talk about that.
I get feedback all the time that not just our members finding new restaurants, but some of our members don't even go to the restaurants. They just want to be a member because they want to be a part of doing something good in the local community. But so many people have said that, I mean, if you're on social media, there's a lot of people posting things about kindness, and this gives them the opportunity to take part in sort of being a true community that really is giving back and doing something. It's walking the talk. So they're a part of Kind Diner Society, not just to get money off at restaurants, although that's a big deal, but they love the fact that they are able to be a part of this, this giving back. Because when we do give back that money, it's not from us. It's from the entire Kind Diner Society community. Every dollar comes from the memberships. So the whole community gives back every single time we do that. Win-win-win.
You know, I don't think a lot of people understand how we, you know, tips are not reliable income. Depends on what kind of business you're having that day. Depends on the customers and whether or not you know, you're getting customers who are generous or some customers who don't tip at all or leave very minimal tips. You know, my mother spent almost her entire adult life as a waitress.
Yep.
Raising five kids.
Wow.
And, you know, I can remember there were times where if it wasn't a good tip night, it had an impact on mm-hmm. our income. And we've spent a considerable amount of time on welfare. And now I'm going to get teary-eyed. And understanding that being able to hand somebody that little extra, it's not only do they, it so rarely happens to them that they not only appreciate it a great deal, but it can make small differences
yes.
in their lives. Mm-hmm. And it did sometimes for us. And
you talk about it eloquently decades later.
In those days that the tips were low, you know, mm-hmm. it had an impact too. You still got to pay the light bill,
yep.
you know. So, you know, your kind of organization is just fantastic for the things that it does.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing about getting 20% off at the restaurants is 99.9% of our members give the 20% right back to the mm-hmm. server. And some give a few extra dollars over and above, and they still save money. The math works out that way, that they're still saving money even though they're tipping 20%.
Talk about, you know, Brian, when you speak so eloquently and emotionally, I've known you a long time. This guy is a good heart and a soft heart. Tough journalist, good journalist, but a kind, soft heart. He really is. But when you talk about those kind of things that, you know, that we don't necessarily think about in our daily lives that can be life-altering, you paid the next bill, you did all that. Talk a little bit about, you know, you talked about the genesis of that, but go back a little farther. Was there something for you as you came up and mm-hmm. saw that sort of would later be the spark? I know you came up with a great idea. Go a little deeper about, because I see you shaking your head. What kind of was in your background, your life, what you saw did that made this fertile for you,
well,
fertile imagination to come up with this?
When I was 17, I got my first waitress job, and it was kind of like at a place like Southern Kitchen. It was Pete's Coffee Shop, Milton, Massachusetts.
You weren't throwing lettuce, taking lettuce out of the garbage can like my friend.
I was peeling potatoes in the back, and I really was. I was
no
washing.
Judgment here, Brian.
I didn't do it.
You were a witness.
Yes, that's true.
I was washing dishes. I was getting soggy scrambled eggs under my nails. I learned how to make poached eggs. I did everything. It was a short order cooked. That was fun because it was a neighborhood type of place. But then when I was 19, I got my first real restaurant job at Charlie's Saloon, Braintree, Massachusetts. And I trained for about 3 days with another server. And so third day, now I'm on my own. And I am petrified. I am shaking because I'm going to make a mistake. So my first table was a couple of ladies. They were probably in their mid-40s, 50s. And one of the ladies asked me for a cup of tea, which then I got sat a five top over there, and now I'm really shaking. And I immediately forgot to bring the lady her tea. So at the end of the meal, when she asked for the check, I remembered, oh, my God, I forgot the tea. So I come over there and I said, I am so sorry, ladies. I forgot your tea. I just realized it. I didn't put it on your check, obviously. I said, I'm so sorry. It's my first day. And one of the ladies said, well, you know what? You might want to start thinking about doing a different job because you're not very good at this one. And her friend laughed. And I'm just standing there. And I can feel the tears welling in my eyes. I could feel my hands shaking. I could not believe that this person who doesn't even know who I am
was that nasty.
Was so, I mean, and then I ran away and I cried in the kitchen. I don't even know anybody because I'm only there 3 days. And that, you guys, has stayed with me my whole life. And from then on, I said, when I go out for a meal, I'm just going to make it a point to be a nice person. Yeah. Golden rule. They're servers, not servants. You know, I mean, why are some people so nasty? And I can tell you so many stories. I mean, I want to do a podcast of my own about all the stories because people don't realize, normal people don't realize how nasty some people are. And this is why we created Kind Diner Society.
Well, it is funny. I was a dishwasher and busboy and waiter.
There you go.
Occasionally when I did dump something on somebody as the waiter, they sent me back to do more dishwashing. But you do, you remember that. You remember the extra surprise tip you get
sure.
from somebody.
Yes.
You know, a nice word that goes a long
yes.
way for you decades long that I think is fair to say that ultimately that was what really
That's what it was.
Created this. Or for
yep.
you talking so thoughtfully about decades later. And it puts to mind this effort, which we can feel the excitement coming off of you. Talk about, are you hoping that you can grow this effort beyond the South Florida area? Where kind of are you at? Because I also noticed as we researched this, you're getting national publicity on this as well. I read about some of it.
A little bit. Yes, absolutely.
Little
the goal
bit helps.
The goal is to go national, but we have to make it work here
sure,
first.
Sure.
We're not profitable yet. We need more members.
Okay.
It's a balancing act. It's a chicken and egg. So the more restaurants that come on board, the more members will be attracted to the program because the more restaurants they'll mm-hmm. be able to go to. So the more we grow our membership base, the more we can give back every single month.
Yeah.
And I believe that being profitable, really, you have to give back. You have to. So the more money we make, the more we can give back. And everybody's happy. Win, 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 win.
To Brian's beautiful point, talk about some of the personal stories when you've given them the money and you have a chance to step aside and talk privately to people about the difference, much like you talked about, that it's making in their everyday lives. It's very easy for us to lose sight of that. And in this day and time with a lot of have-nots, you know, it's important to talk about that. What are some of the conversations you've had that come to mind?
It's so funny because now I'm friends with these servers that I didn't know who they were. They were serving us a meal.
Right, sure.
Grace over at La Masseria in Palm Beach Gardens comes mm-hmm. to mind. We went in there. It was a party of six, so our bill was rather large.
Mm-hmm.
So we were very generous that night, and we gave Grace a $1,000 tip.
Wow.
And
wow.
So 500 came from the Kind Diners memberships, and the other 500 came from my partner, Guy Riska. I'm telling you, he's amazing. So we did not know this at the time, but Grace messaged me. We exchanged numbers, and she messaged me that night, and she said, I can't tell you thank you enough for what you've done. And so we were... You know, just now we're friends. 2 weeks later, I messaged Grace and I said, are you working today? We'd like to come in. I want to sit in your section. She said, no, I'm sorry. I'm getting a procedure done that I wasn't going to be able to get done because I have no health insurance. But when you guys came along, now I can get the procedure.
Oh, wow.
I got the chills.
I'm getting them now.
Yeah. Another time in Boca, young girl... so beautiful, at the Boca Beach House. We were at the right table, at the right day, at the right time. We handed her $500 after we had lunch. Come to find out from her boss, she didn't even say anything, her AC had just gone out in her Jeep. And we're talking it was August.
Mm-hmm.
So our $500 helped fix her AC in her Jeep. Like every single time, one of the biggest questions is, how do you pick What server? Many times we leave it up to karma, and karma always puts us at the right table. It's amazing.
Talk about that a little more.
Oh my God, there's so many. There's like 27 now. You know, sometimes we want to pick a particular restaurant, and people are like, well, how do you know? You know, what if it's a bad server? You know what? If it's a bad server, that means they're having a bad day. And something like this can really brighten up their day. So it would be good karma for them. It would be good karma for everybody
mm-hmm.
to just give back to somebody that's maybe not having a great day. I don't know. Every time I go out, I always get great service. I think it's only because I'm nice. I be nice, you know. People tell me all the time, oh, I never get good service. Well, look at you. Look at your face, you know. I think they can sense when they sit down. I know they can. How it's going to be.
People generally are very unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've said before when we were doing To the Point for 14 years on WPTV that, you know, you could be walking down an aisle in a grocery store and it's just you and the person coming toward you. And I always look and I smile and say something. And, you know, half the time they don't look at you. They just get, you know, you hold a door open for somebody, they ignore you as you're doing it. And I'm like, what happened to us being just being able to smile at each other and say hello?
Yeah.
I mean, if I were the manager of a big grocery store, I swear I'd be every once in a while I get on and go, welcome everybody, say hello, smile, let's enjoy the place, you know, I mean, or something.
And everybody would be walking down the aisles smiling.
I think a lot of the people working in restaurants, they go in there expecting that it's going to be unpleasant, and they do their best to try to wait the tables and be good to the customers there, but like you say, most customers are just, I don't know what's in our blood these days, but...
The consumer is...
Everybody goes like this, grr, every day of the week. Yeah.
They're angry because menu prices have gone through the roof. Why have menu prices gone through the roof? Because food costs has gone through the roof. Liquor costs has gone through the roof. Insurance has gone through the roof. Rents have gone through the roof. They can't keep the prices like they were in 2020 or 2019. They had to raise them. So it you know... pisses off, is that, can I say that?
Sure, yes, sure. Yeah.
The consumer.
That's a no buzzword.
And then the restaurant owners, there's this whole thing about credit card fees now.
Mm-hmm.
They're passing on the 3.5% credit card fees because the credit card companies are making bank off small business owners.
Yeah, yeah.
Yet nobody yells at gas station owners when you have the cash price and the credit card price, but they're pissed off at restaurant owners that do a different price for credit cards.
So what are the resistance points you're still fighting to get to that next level? How do you close the deal, and what are some of the resistances you find where you have to kind of fight through that to make it happen with that next restaurant, that next group?
For the restaurants, like I said, this is a free service for restaurants. All they have to do is agree to give our members 20% off.
But you'd certainly like to tell our audience you'd love for more of them to sign up.
Absolutely. So here, the resistance is nobody knows about us yet.
Okay.
You know, we're a very small team. We're using social media. Things like this, we can't thank you enough.
We can't thank you enough.
Who doesn't like to save money? It's 20% off the bill. That's a lot of money considering when you go out to dinner, can you get out of any place for under $100?
And again, it's
tough.
Yeah.
KindDinersSociety.
It's actually KindDiners.com.
KindDiners.com.
Yep.
If you want to learn more about it, mm-hmm. KindDiners.com. And you can do everything there. You can
see the menus. You can see the restaurants. You can join for $8.99. I'm telling you, but the first time you use it, you will have made that money back and then some.
And you said, again, for anybody who might have just joined us on the podcast, repeat again how much overall so far in just a couple of years' time you've been able to give to wait staff?
$15,500 has been given back to local wait staff because of the $1 that we collect every month and give it back on behalf of all of us.
That's so great.
I will tell you, I'm a mush about the stories, though, that bring people to that place in life, whether it's yours, whether, you know, my wife and I will talk. I'll always tell my wife, I said, I can have an average meal, but if the waiter's wonderful, you know, I'm going to make sure that we take care of them. And you, it influences, it did. I've known you a long time, the emotion of you as a young waitress, and it changed your whole life.
Absolutely.
And about how you treat others.
Yeah.
And that's a credit to you, because some people take that and become bitter about it. You said, I'm gonna be nicer and do something in life. Did you ever imagine you'd get this chance? I mean, as you're going and you're a big radio personality for a long time with Legends, and then suddenly it all comes together for you.
Well, I have another business. It's called Local Dines. That's been in business for 23 years. So I have an affinity for restaurants and the people who run them. But Local Dines almost got decimated during COVID.
Sure.
So I had to switch gears and come up with a better business model, and this is it. Period. End of story. And if I may, one.
Of course.
Oh, we're talking about giving back. Sometimes, instead of surprising a server, sometimes we hear of servers or people who work in the restaurant industry in need. And so in those times, we'll take the money and give it to them. You're familiar with what happened after the Christmas party for Old Key Lime House, and three people were shot at a bar in Lake Worth. Two died almost immediately. The third one, Reggie Gordon, he was hanging on life support, and so we were going to give the $500 to his GoFundMe that month. So I reached out to Reggie's son, Reginald Jr., on a Friday morning, and I said, we're just about to put some money in your father's GoFundMe to help with his medical bills and stuff like that. I said, how's your father doing? I want to let the Kind Diners know. And he said, he's hanging in there. His vitals are good. He's so appreciative of all the love and blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, great. I'm going to put some money in the account. The next day, I went to put the money in the account, and Reggie had died. So instead of the $500 going to help with his medical bills, the $500 went to help with his funeral expenses. So oftentimes when there's somebody in need, we'll give the money to that instead. And I see a day, you guys, $500 is like nothing. Mm-hmm. I see a day when we have 10,000 members, that means 10,000 $1 bills every month, because this is a subscription, that we can do something good with. I just need 5,000 members. That's $5,000 a month. 10,000 members, $10,000 a month. That's life-changing. And we'll spread it out.
And we will leave it with you, Taylor Morgan, on that inspiring note, a lady of empathy and vision and passion, and hopefully inspiring people to go find their own ways to go out and spread the love, spread the help.
Yeah, just be kind.
Taylor Morgan, Kind Diners. Founder, president. Wow. I'm inspired sitting here. You're treated now to the Crowley Closer, a staple, as I've told you listening and watching of many years on our old broadcast To the Point on WPTV. Take it away, sir.
Well, I just wanted to mention the fact that I can't buy a car online. Part of the reason I can't buy a car online is because Florida law requires us to buy our cars through dealers. Huh. Well, Volkswagen has a new model that's coming out in a couple of years called the Scout, and they're trying to work their way around that to allow us to buy cars online. But the Florida dealers are fighting it, and they're joining up with the legislature to make sure that, no, we can't buy cars online. Oh, well.
To be, we'll leave it on Oy vey. Taylor, thank you. Brian, as always, thank you, my friend. You. Thank you most of all to all of you watching and listening to this edition of Top of Mind Florida.
I want a car online.
I gathered that. Good day.